From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
On the proposed British Airways American Airlines alliance, we ask if it's the end for small independent operators. A survivor of Kingston's latest gun battle recalls her tale as the murder rate hits 32, and Bermudian scientists puzzled by a strange sea creature washed up on the island shore. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. British Airways remained optimistic today that its proposed alliance with American Airlines would take off this summer, despite the threat of a clash with the European Commission. On Monday, EC sources said Competition Commissioner Carol Van Meert had told Britain the EC would not tolerate British approval of the deal if it conflicted with the Commission's own views. In a letter sent to British Trade Secretary Ian Lang, the Commission said it would defend its views that in the European Court of Justice if necessary. But how will the proposed alliance affect services in the Caribbean, and are we witnessing an end to small independent operators in the airline business? I put those concerns to the Chief Executive Officer of BWI, Gilles Filiatro.
Well, any well-known and firm airline specialist will tell you that over the last 4 to 5 years, this form of alliances was being foreseen. In fact, some critics are saying that within the next to 5 to 10 years maximum, there would only be about 4 or 5 major alliances worldwide. So which means that the current structure of the airline industry will go through some significant changes over the next 5 years.